First of all, thank you, Eleni, for taking the time to speak with us. I will start by asking you about the famine in Zamzam IDP camp in North Darfur, where the famine was declared last week. What is your comment on this, and what are WFP and its partners currently doing to alleviate the suffering of the people there?
So famine has been confirmed in Zamzam IDP camp, affecting around 500,000 people who are seeking safety there. This was confirmed by the internationally recognized Famine Review Committee, an independent and neutral body of experts on food security and nutrition. And we are also very concerned about the situation in other camps in and around El Fasher, like Abu Shouk, Al Salam, where the conditions could be similar, but there is not enough access to assess the situation there. WFP is ramping up its emergency assistance to people who are affected, especially those in the most severe levels of hunger across the country. It's important to note that there are also 13 other areas across Sudan that are at risk of famine, and it's not too late to turn the tide and stop famine from spreading. These 13 other areas are largely located in areas where there is ongoing conflict in Darfur, in Kordofan, in Khartoum, and also a few localities in Jazeera State. And so we are scaling up and increasing our assistance to those who are in catastrophic levels of hunger or IPC 5, the worst on the integrated phase classification scale, as well as those in emergency levels of hunger, as well as refugees across the country, with an aim to reach and support up to 8.4 million people by the end of this year.
Can you elaborate more on the similar conditions in the nearby areas? As you mentioned, Abu Shouk and Al Salam camps, also in North Darfur, they're going through similar situations.
So, according to the findings from the Famine Review Committee, these camps could also be facing similar conditions or likely facing similar conditions. However, access to the camps that are inside Al Fasher, where fighting continues to intensify day by day between the paramilitary rapid support forces and the Sudanese armed forces, make it extremely difficult to access these areas to get the evidence and data needed for experts such as the Famine Review Committee to confirm that there is famine. And more than beyond that, we urgently need access to these areas in El Fasher. It's been extremely difficult to get assistance in, so we need a massive expansion of humanitarian access and a cessation of hostilities, particularly in the conflict hotspots like El Fasher, Khartoum, other areas in the Darfur, parts of Jazeera State. Basically, everywhere where there's conflict ongoing is where people are trapped and largely facing the highest levels of hunger and are struggling day by day to get by.
You talked about the access issues in Sudan and especially in Darfur. Are you navigating other means to get support to those people in Zamzam and other areas in North Darfur?
Yes, so we are negotiating for cross-line access from Port Sudan into Darfur. There is one border crossing that is open from Tina in Chad into Darfur. Now, this is for in-kind assistance, but we are also scaling up our cash-based assistance. We have had cash distributions in places like Qulbos in West Darfur, and also now a self-registration for cash-based assistance in Khartoum, where at least so far 16,000 people have received cash assistance. We're now working through local NGOs to support the emergency response rooms in Khartoum, the community kitchens. So we are now through that providing around or aiming to provide around 100,000 hot meals per month, and continuing to build off of that to increase the assistance. We have now registered a longer list of financial service providers through which we can provide cash-based assistance. As you know, one of the challenges with cash-based assistance on the onset of this crisis has been the liquidity and banking crisis that has also struck Sudan. And so we're looking at every means to get assistance to people who need it in both in-kind emergency food rations, as well as through cash and also working through community kitchens.
When you said you are in touch or talking with the parties to the conflict, does that mean that you are talking to establish any deconfliction mechanism to facilitate the delivery of the food to those people?
So WFP is part of an interagency mechanism that is led by OCHA on access negotiations as an independent and neutral organization to have these discussions to facilitate access with all parties to the conflict and with other armed groups as well within Sudan to ensure that aid convoys get delivered safely to the areas that they are intended for and, most importantly, the people that it is intended for.
Of course, Darfur is not the only region where people are suffering from hunger. Are there any other areas of particular concern to WFP?
Yes, specifically Khartoum and South Khartoum. There are around 90,000 people who are facing catastrophic levels of hunger in Khartoum, which was, you know, a year and a half ago before this conflict started, a bustling city, the capital city, where there was very little concern about food insecurity at all. And now there are areas in Khartoum where we are hearing that people are just surviving on mixing whatever kind of cereals they have with water and drinking that once per day to survive. And also parts of Jazeera State that have been especially affected by the conflict, unimaginable. So Jazeera State was the breadbasket of Sudan, where 70% of the wheat produced in Sudan was cultivated. And so this is spreading across the entire country. One in every two Sudanese is struggling to put food on their plates on a daily basis. And there's not a single person, as you know yourself as a Sudanese, there's not a single person in Sudan that is not somehow affected by this conflict, a population of up to 48, 49 million people who have been bearing the unimaginable for now 16 months.
You said that it's not too late to turn things around and stop the famine from spreading further in Sudan. Are you hopeful that the situation will improve?
We cannot give up hope. We cannot give up hope for the Sudanese people, and we certainly can deliver at the scale required if we can get assistance to these areas, especially to people who are trapped by conflict, and especially to the areas that are at risk of famine. We can prevent many deaths, and we can prevent mass starvation and widespread malnutrition. And so we have to maintain that hope, and we do maintain that hope that the parties to the conflict will do and will act on behalf of the Sudanese people. No matter what, WFP will continue to do whatever we can, no matter the circumstances, to support and provide assistance to people where they need it the most.